Turning now to some news from the world of sports. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins picked up a point in a 5-4 overtime shootout round defeat to the Jets in Winnipeg last night, but the team could be facing a far greater loss than the game. Just as the horn sounded to end the second period, Bruins defenseman Matt Grizzlick got drilled into the boards by the Jets' Josh Morrissey, who got a 5-minute boarding penalty, and with any justice in the hockey universe, will also be facing additional punishment from the league for the dirty hit, which left Grizzlick dazed and barely able to get off the ice under his own power. He did not return for the third period. He'll be reevaluated when the Bruins return to Boston, but I would not be the least bit surprised if he's kept out of the rest of the regular season with concussion symptoms, although the initial word was that Grizzlick suffered a lower body injury. He's a defenseman in the mode of his teammate Torrey Krug in that he's not very big in hockey terms, just 5'9" and a bit north of 170 pounds, so he relies on speed, guile, and smart puck-moving skills, all of which have earned him regular shifts from coach Bruce Cassidy. And with the playoffs just around the corner, Grizzlick was very much in the plan for postseason minutes. The hope is the injury is not too serious and that he can heal for the next couple of weeks before the second season begins. Again, the Bruins are still without four very important players in Rick Nash, Jake DeBrusk, Zdeno Chara, and Charlie McAvoy. Some of those players are skating again in practice, but for Nash, his status is becoming worrisome as the playoffs loom closer. The Bruins traded a very good forward in Ryan Spooner and some promising prospects to acquire Nash from the New York Rangers as a rental for the postseason to skate alongside David Krejci, and the two did show excellent chemistry before Nash went out with injury. He's an unrestricted free agent next season, and if he doesn't get into the playoff lineup for Boston this postseason, there is a possibility that all that sacrifice will be for naught, with Nash having played just 11 games for the Bruins before seeking another suitor for next year. Here's hoping, though, that he's just healing up and waiting to get back to the business of scoring and setting up goals for the Bruins in the playoffs. Now, if the Jets and Bruins do end up meeting in the playoffs, Josh Morrissey, the guy who hit Grizzlick, may want to be on the lookout himself for some retaliation. That doesn't happen, though, very much in playoff hockey because teams can't afford to give opponents power play opportunities. And really, it'd be better if the days of bench-clearing brawls due to revenge hits became a thing of the past completely. That, though, would require the league to show it has the mettle to discipline players like Morrissey who put the health of others at risk. And lest I be accused of hypocrisy when it comes to the Bruins, I would say the very same thing if it was Brad Marchand doing the boarding. As for the game, that beyond that incident, Jets superstar Patrick Laine scored the game winner against Bruins backup Anton Khudobin in the overtime shootout, but it was an unlikely star on offense for the Jets, with fourth-line forward Brandon Tanev recording his first career hat-trick in that contest. The Bruins got goals from Ryan Donato, the Harvard rookie who's played in just a handful of games and yet has three NHL goals in that time, and from Danton Heinen, David Pastrnak, and Torrey Krug, and they overcame a 3-1 deficit to earn that 1 point for the regulation tie. That puts them just 1 point behind Tampa Bay for first place in the Eastern Conference, with two games left against the Lightning and a game in hand. Another race for the playoff news, the New Jersey Devils got an absolutely huge goal off the stick of Stefan Noesen last night, who banged home a rebound with just 53 seconds to go in the third period. That gave the Devils a 4-3 win over the Carolina Hurricanes and a big 2 points to get some breathing room between them and the Florida Panthers. The Panthers had to be groaning if they watched that one because they were just 1 point behind New Jersey for the last available wildcard playoff berth in the conference. They now sit 3 points back due to that late game winner for New Jersey. Out west, the Colorado Avalanche are trying to catch the Anaheim Ducks for the last wild card slot in that conference. They may want to send a thank you note to the Vancouver Canucks, who beat the Ducks 4-1 last night, leaving Colorado just 1 point shy of Anaheim as the race comes down to the wire. The Lanch host the Philadelphia Flyers tonight with a chance to leapfrog into that wild card spot. Finally, it's always a bit disorienting in these parts where snow is still laying claim to much of the landscape, but cries of play ball will be heard tomorrow as the 2018 Major League Baseball season officially begins. Chris Sale will be on the mound for the Boston Red Sox in a late afternoon matinee against the Tampa Bay Rays in Florida. Red Sox Nation will be holding its collective breath that he feels no ill effects from the line drive that he took off his hip the other day in spring training. The New York Yankees bring their 21st century version of Murderer's Row to Toronto. Up against the Blue Jays, Luis Severino gets the start. And the New York Mets turn to Noah Syndergaard as they look for a bounce-back season, hosting the St. Louis Cardinals as they open their season tomorrow.